A paralyzed Iraq war veteran is looking forward to more independence. A nonprofit is helping by preparing a home to fit the needs of this vet's new life. Nancy Marshall Ginzer reports.
Here's how 29-year-old Eugene Simpson gets to the kitchen in his parents' house in the Virginia suburb of Woodbridge, where he and his family are living now.
Going outside on the back deck.
Going up the stairs is out of the question, so Simpson unlocks the sliding glass door and maneuvers his wheelchair out of the renovated basement where he lives. Simpson pushes the chair across a back deck and up a sidewalk to a lift installed next to the front porch.
And basically, all I do is just roll up here, just turn it on, and just lifts me up to the front.
When the lift stops, Simpson rolls his wheelchair onto his parents' front porch, unlocks the front door, and wheels into the kitchen. It takes a lot of effort. On good days, it's not so bad, but when it's raining or snowing, the outside trek to the kitchen is a hassle. And Simpson says it's harder still when the pain from his nearly 2-year-old wounds flares up. The Army staff sergeant was paralyzed from the waist down when a roadside bomb exploded near his Humvee in Iraq.
Basically, it's my back and my stomach. It's really tight, the muscles and things like that. It's really difficult with this injury. You really don't know what's going on. So my body just changed totally, you know, from being so very active and, you know, to being confined to a wheelchair. It's different things that go on, different muscles that ache and stuff like that, so.
When his muscles ache, it's especially hard for Simpson to get up to the third floor where his parents and 4 children sleep. He has to crawl up the stairs. He only attempts it twice a week to tuck the kids into bed. Simpson wasn't complaining, but the family was looking for a better solution and eventually came across a website for Homes for Our Troops, a nonprofit that builds houses or renovates existing ones for disabled veterans. Homes for Our Troops founder John Gonzalez found a home near Simpson's parents that has 4 bedrooms on 1 level, enough room for Simpson, his wife, and their 4 rambunctious sons. Gonzalez says the home will be completely retrofitted.
We'll have things like a sink in the kitchen that he'll be able to roll underneath. His shower will be set so that he can roll right into a seat inside the shower, and we'll make sure that the bathroom has grab bars around the toilet. And it's a totally different situation for somebody like Eugene. The things that most people take for granted, any change in the height of a floor is not good for somebody who's in a wheelchair.
The house will all be 1 level, with entrance ramps for Simpson's wheelchair. Simpson says his new home will bring new, much-needed independence.
Just all the things I used to do before, I'll be able to do in my new house. Just go in every door I want to, just to say I can do it, you know, and to get anything I want out of my house and to access everything.
Simpson says once he and his family are settled in the new house, he'll feel ready to go back to college and get on with his life. Simpson says someday he'd like to work with disabled veterans just starting out on the long road to recovery he's left behind. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.